the plane which the vice president Saulus Chilima boarded disappeared yesterday, on Monday. This was in northern Malawi, where he went to attend a funeral of the former cabinet minister, but it failed to land because of weather condition. But so when it was returning back, that's when the aviation officials said it was not showing on the ladder. And so it couldn't be traced. So the search started 2 hours later until the whole of night yesterday. But today morning, that's when the state president, Lazarus Chakwera, announced that the plane has been found. And it was found in a hill in northern Malawi, in a forest, in fact, near a hill. And it crashed. All the passengers were killed because of the impact, according to the president.
Okay, Lamek, how many people were in the plane?
The plane carried 10 people, including the vice president. But all these people were the members of the opposition, United Transformation Movement Party. It's the party which is led by the vice president.
And also, Lamek, the former first lady, Shanil Zimbiri, the ex-wife of former President Bakili Muluzi, was also on the plane.
Yes, he was on the plane. And why he was on the plane is because she is a member of Chilima's party, the UTM. So as I have already stated, they accompanied their president, their party's president to the funeral.
Now that you have mentioned the Chilima's United Transformation Movement political party, the party is actually criticizing the government response as slow and said there was no transponder on the plane. And that was concerning for an aircraft carrying a high-level delegation.
Yes, it was concerning indeed. But the issue is... because the same aircraft is the one which carried the cabinet minister who was dead. It was hours before. It was the star. Now we don't know if even at that time it didn't have the transponder. We don't know. And the state president, even the state president Lazarus Chakwera, has said he has been using the same aircraft in the past.
And Lamek, who is Saulus Chilima? Tell us a little about the vice president.
Saulus Chilima, according to official information, was born in 1973. He was first sworn in as the vice president of the Republic of Malawi in 2014. And later, that was the time when he was when the country was led by the late by Peter Mutharika. And also in 2020, he became the president now when he joined in a coalition with the current vice president, Lazarus Chakwera.
And you are there. I need to know about the reaction of this tragedy on the country, both among ordinary people and also among the leadership. Talk to us a little about that.
The tragedy has come as a shock. It's something which Malawians were not expecting to happen in this way. In the videos posted in social media, many were literally crying when they heard about the news. And also, even the state president today, when he was delivering the announcement that the plane has found and all the passengers there have been killed. He was wiping tears. It's a sombre mood here in Malawi, and there's a shock all over the country.